For two decades in the United States, the drug court system has changed lives and restored families by allowing substance abusers to plead guilty to crimes but enter rehab instead of prison. Once accepted into a program, offenders become indebted to a very intense process. In the first of a two-part series, WFIU's Shamika Neely takes a look at how drug courts work and how those on both sides of the law are affected by them.
Once a person is convicted of a drug crime in Indiana, there are at best two options: go to jail or enter the drug court system, which can take up to 2 years, but can result in the drug charges being dropped or reduced if the offender completes the course. It's a difficult path and one some opt not to take.
Jail's definitely easy.
That's Jeff Yanis, the Monroe County Drug Court Coordinator.
Jail, you can, whatever you have to do, you do and you're done. There's a lot of things they have to go through in drug court. I mean, you know, they have to go to treatment. They have to come to court.
But judges like Michael Rader of the Vigo Superior Court say drug courts have been difficult for them to adjust to as well.
It took a while to get the right sense of perspective, the right kind of tone about how to be a neutral sitting judge, because in listening sometimes to a case, the tendency was to want to argue one side or another's case, or to interpose yourself by asking questions and so forth. And so I've had to kind of step back a little bit. It's a little more passive role, I guess, in a sense. Active in the sense that you have to be listening and thinking through the case and thinking about legal issues and anticipating legal issues and doing legal research and so forth. But you're no longer a lawyer. You're really a judge, which is an entirely different role.
In Monroe County, 44% of those who are eligible for the drug court program opt for jail instead. And Monroe County officials say twice as many people who opt out of the program eventually get in trouble with the law again as those who graduate from it. Monroe Circuit Court Judge Mary Ellen Dekoff says drug courts and the judges who oversee them may also suffer from a perception they don't deserve.
Traditional court, there is that barrier. I said, you know, elevated in a black robe. Obviously, I don't stand that close to anybody in a courtroom. But those barriers come down in drug court. And I really do think that that's a huge part of the success of drug court.
An estimated 26,000 people across the country work with drug courts in some way. But National Association of Drug Court Professionals CEO West Huddleston says even that number staffs only enough courts to reach 10% of the U.S. population.
Because drug courts are so demonstratively effective, they really do need to be expanded in a huge way. Right now, there are 2.3 million Americans locked up behind bars. Two-thirds of them are there because of a substance abuse problem, and half of those individuals are clinically addicted to drugs. We have a better way in drug court and a cheaper way in drug court.
The ultimate goal, Huddleston says, is to have a drug court system in reach of every citizen in the United States, and within the next 50 years make the drug court system part of the principles for any court structure. In order to do that, though, it takes a lot more than hope.
First and foremost is dollars. Congress has really taken a huge step in ensuring that drug courts are expanded. 4 years ago, for example, the federal government only gave drug courts nationally about $10.3 million. This morning where we sit, the feds have $64.8 million for drug courts, and the House and the Senate just passed a report for the FY 2010 budget for $88.8 million. So in these tough economic times where the state budgets are so where state budgets are in such trouble, Congress is truly coming through with some federal dollars to sustain and grow these programs.
In Wednesday's conclusion to this series, a more in-depth look at the Monroe County drug court system and interviews with two recent graduates of the program, as well as a current participant. For WFIU News, I'm Shamika Neely.